You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Let's rage. I knew you were. You were going to come to me. And here you are. But you better choose carefully. Cause I'm capable of anything. Of anything. And everything. Make me your Aphrodite. Make me your one and only. Don't.
Katy Perry. Artist of the day. Story here from Fox News, so you know it's true. Ah, the warm embrace of a screen. Professional cuddlers, people who get paid to give clients platonic snuggles, are moving their businesses online as the coronavirus pandemic continues. Though the profession typically revolves around actual touching, cuddlers have reportedly found a way to mimic some of the intimacy offered their clients from real in-person sessions through video chatting. Madeline Gainazzo, co-founder of cuddle therapist training platform Cuddlist, told the New York Post that increased eye contact can substitute some sort of connection while the COVID-19 outbreak keeps everyone apart. Others have also begun talking their clients through cuddling themselves to try and replicate the hugging experience. Okay. Get help.
Here. I have some questions.
Get some serious help.
There are a lot of things that...
Cuddle yourself? Feels so good.
There are a lot of things that transfer over the last 3 months online.
3 months, you mean six.
You can do a lot of things online right now that we used to do at work, right?
Yeah.
But there are some things in life that do not work online. And when you are in the business of touch,
snuggling,
let's say you're a chiropractor, you're a massage therapist, that stuff doesn't transfer. I'm sorry, it just doesn't. We had a cuddler on this program. Do you remember, like, 3 years ago? There is a local professional cuddler
out of Lawrence. Yeah.
Yes. And there is a real need, Scott, for some people who do not get any human touch, and I'm not talking about weird touch, but who just don't get any human interaction or touch. There are studies that back this. You will slowly die on the vine without someone regularly hugging you.
I'm not saying that human touch is not essential to going through life. I get it. But if you think that you can just stare deep into someone's eyes and they're getting the same thing that they would get if you were cuddling with them, you're crazy.
I agree.
I mean,
I wish we could track down that cuddler and say, you know, what are you doing right now? Because
not cuddling.
Well, can you mask up and cuddle?
You can't cuddle from 6 feet apart.
Well, but what if you really mask up and glove up?
Yes. But is that really cuddling?
No.
Neither is hugging your computer screen.
That's true, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not making fun of people who need to be
cuddled. No, not at all. Because I will say this, you used to. And then we talked to the cuddler. And
yeah,
now it would not work for me to have someone I don't know at all in my personal space. My anxiety would go through the roof. I'd be like, this is weird. This is weird. Still weird. Still weird. Yep. Now it's really weird. I think everything about it is weird, but I do not lack for that thing in my life. And if I lacked for that thing in my life, maybe it wouldn't be weird.
I don't know. I think hiring someone to hug you is
strange. But if you're a widow, Sam, I think about that.
My mom's a widow.
How do you know she doesn't have a cuddler?
My mom does not have a cuddler.
Strange.
I would literally throw myself off the roof of this building if my mom one day said to me, Scott, I don't know how to tell you this, mm-hmm. but I have a cuddler.
We've been cuddling for a couple of months now.
No. Maggie don't need no cuddler. Maggie's a strong woman. You want me to call her?
No, we don't need to ask her about that. Listen to this quote here from a cuddler. We can't actually cuddle, but online there is some sort of connection. It's like when you're used to having your favorite meal, let's say lasagna, and then someone says, here's a substitute lasagna. It's okay as long as you're not expecting it to taste exactly like lasagna.
You're not cuddling.
No. No.
So stupid.
It's like a substitute lasagna, except for the substitute is no lasagna.
Okay. We are going to shift. We're going to pivot here into a story that is more serious, but in the same wheelhouse.
We're going to pivot?
We're going to pivot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to offer an opinion that you are going to find to be sexist.
Oh.
I'm going to warn you now.
You're going to read me a story
mm-hmm.
that is a pivot of sorts,
mm-hmm.
and then you're going to offer an opinion that I'm going to consider to be sexist.
Yes.
Here we go. Pivot. 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 Pivot.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Okay, I'm ready.
Former KU athletics massage therapist charged with 6 counts of sexual battery. A massage therapist accused of unwanted touching of University of Kansas student athletes was charged with 6 counts of misdemeanor sexual battery last week. He is 49-year-old Sean O'Brien, no relation to the famed UMKC Sean O'Brien. Charged in February with aggravated indecent liberties with a child for an alleged incident that occurred in 2014. The new charge alleges that O'Brien inappropriately touched people over the age of 16 without their consent in 2016, 2018, and 2019. He was contracted by KU Athletics from 2015 until his arrest to give massage services to the university's women's athletic teams. Following his arrest, the university launched an internal investigation of his conduct. Over the course of that investigation, they found at least 6 female athletes who reported inappropriate conduct, including unwanted touching. According to the investigation, at least one of the university's athletic trainers was aware but failed to appropriately report it. Where do I begin? Let's start with his mugshot.
Okay, he's middle-aged, bald, with a beard and mustache. What?
I'm going to go ahead and say it. Kay, you never should have hired this individual.
Be careful. Throw a lot of allegedlies in here.
To specifically and only massage female athletes. And here's where I'm going to make a sexist comment. I know that there are amazing athletic trainers and massage therapists of all walks of life, genders, colors, ages.
However,
would it be so difficult in the age of the Larry Nassers of this world to just provide, I don't know, a woman to do the service instead of perv McPerv face.
Allegedly.
Thank you, Sam.
I got you.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, it's pretty
That guy walks in, I'm going to take a pass. I'm just going to say. I don't need a massage today. Actually, ever. Please don't.
So a man cannot massage a woman?
Not that man.
Okay. Because?
I would not want a walking mugshot to massage me.
Allegedly.
I'm saying, Scott, how do these universities keep failing to protect women? And not that a woman massage therapist can't be a weirdo. It would be one in a million.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Why can they not just have two people in the room and one of them has to be a woman? Did they not follow what happened with Larry Nassar?
So a woman can massage a man, but a man cannot massage a woman.
When they are underage athletes, no. And I'm sorry that that is the world we live in, but you have people like Larry Nassar to thank for that. It's just the world we live in, Scott.
Well, even Mary Letourneau's too.
Can't they just hire a female massage therapist? Why is that so hard?
What if she was a lesbian?
Oh my God, you did not just say that. I.
576-779.
You know I'm right.
576-779. I will say this, Dana. If I must be 100% transparent, I have paid for Kelly to get massages before, and I have insisted it always be a female.
Oh! Really?
Mm-hmm.
Does she prefer that?
Yes.
Okay, well, if she prefers that, that's fine.
I would not want some other man rubbing his hands all over her body.
It doesn't bother me at all. I've had male therapists, I've had female therapists, but I'm a 46-year-old woman. And with this creep in Lawrence and the Larry Nassars of the world, these are young girls. In fact, some of these girls were, I believe, under the age of 16. And so why is it so hard just to avoid that scenario by providing female therapists? And
let
me give you an example. And it was awkward when we were in Florida about a year ago, 2 years ago. I'm trying to remember. I took my daughter with me and she got her first massage with us. We did a little spa day and we had four appointments. Four therapists came out, three men and a woman. And my daughter at the time was 16 and the male came to take her back. And I said, I am so sorry. This is her very first massage. Can we please swap so she can have a female provider? Because I didn't want her in that situation.
I'm just so horrifically jealous. I don't want another man touching my girl.
Oh, over a massage?
Mm-hmm.
Does she go to the doctor?
Yeah.
But you see that differently if it's a male physician.
Looking at her hoo-ha?
Yeah.
No, I'd prefer to be a woman.
Okay, just making sure.
You got some jealousy.
He does.
Brian and KCK. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm going to have to, and I come at this from someone who, I'm a registered nurse. They're a male nurse, but it is a fact I am a male, not even allegedly. And I'm going to come down on Dana's side on this, I have to say. Massage touch can be interpreted as sensual in a way sometimes. There's just no reason. I just don't see, I couldn't see a good reason to that's just a line. It crosses the line, you know. And I'm coming at that from a standpoint of someone who occasionally has been asked to, can I get a female? And I have to try to accommodate.
Sure.
And in this case, I've had to, and in some situations in my own career, I've had to say to myself, I better get a female in here with me. Now, that's rare, but it does happen.
Sure.
Having said that, in this case, yeah, should have been either someone else present or a female. And again, there's a rare occasion coming from someone like me that I'm going to say something like that. But in this case, when you've got too many creepy McCreepersons, it just.
Well, and Brian, and I don't, the liability needs to be mentioned, although the horror of what allegedly happened to these girls is the headline here. I want to be clear. But KU is extremely liable in fact, because according to the investigation,
if the allegations prove to be true.
This is according to KU's investigation, at least one of the university's athletic trainers was aware of some of the reports,
allegedly,
but failed to appropriately report it.
Allegedly.
What blows my mind there, and I'll bring it up again, did we learn nothing from Penn State, from Larry Nassar, that you have to report that? And again, I'm going to bring sex into this. That's why I think you need more women in these programs.
Okay. Somebody says, Scott, if that's the way you feel, then put a ring on it. Now, we were at the pool last night. I'll be quick, because I know we got to get to break. And I told her about how you told me I would break up with you. I would just break up with you.
Oh, gosh.
No. Again. No, here we go. We're revisiting this topic for a second. And she said, you tell Dana that I am totally on board with waiting until next summer. So, 576-7798.
Single Scotty.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag? Drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you
Katy
ever
Perry
feel
is your artist
already
of the day?
Buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one
about an hour and a half away from Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. We'll wrap up this topic and move on, but she's waited a while, so we'll honor that. Ellen in Gardner. Hello, Ellen.
Hey.
Hi there.
I'm a massage therapist, and one of the things that has bothered me for a number of years is the state of Kansas does not have licensing for massage therapists. Individually, cities do, but as a statewide organization,
right,
they don't. And in Missouri, they do. And there's very strict guidelines when you become a licensed massage therapist. The interesting thing about Lawrence is Lawrence does not have any licensing for massage therapists. So anybody can hang up a sign that says they're a massage therapist. So it will be interesting to see if this individual is actually a licensed massage therapist or not.
He was a sole proprietor. That's all I know. And I have heard that before, Ellen. Is it true that you have to be licensed with the state of Missouri, but not in Kansas?
That's what you just said. Yeah.
So Missouri you do, Kansas you don't?
Oh, absolutely. And I would say there's only a handful of states in the entire country that you don't have to have a license.
That doesn't have the requirement.
I know. And then why the city of Lawrence, of all things, why wouldn't they have licensing then? Leawood has it. Overland Park has it. You know, it is a level of protection. And these poor young girls, Dana, I so agree with you. It's like, oh my goodness, here we go again. And there's a lot of, I don't want to say a lot, but I've been in continuing education classes with people from Lawrence. And they're personal trainers, and they're taking massage classes. And I must tell you, I'm a massage therapist, and I'm feeling uncomfortable at getting a massage from them because,
You just hang a sign and say this is what you do. And let me ask you this, Ellen. Let me ask you this, because this has come up at least twice before on this program when people are charged in the state. Kansas is one of a handful of states that doesn't have the regulation. Why can they not get this passed in Topeka? They have tried and tried. Even in 2019, I think they tried again. Who is the lobby or the why is this not getting passed?
I have no idea. I have no idea. It just floors me that Kansas can't get this done. And you try and get, you know, as a massage therapist, I mean, to get a license, it costs money. And you're not talking just like $50. You might be talking $100, $200. So if you're a massage therapist in, for instance, like the Overland Park area, okay, you're licensed for Overland Park. You can't go to Leawood without then getting a license for Leawood. And let me tell you, they will not let you get a license if you're wanting to be a massage therapist that goes into people's homes. They only want to get people licensed that are with...
storefront.
Storefront. Well, that lends itself to having massage therapists then not even attempt to be licensed.
Yeah.
And they're people that are doing good work are being forced, and I hate to use this word, underground.
Right.
Because you can't get a license in Leawood.
Okay.
Without being at a storefront.
Well, and one of those storefront fronts, I will remind you, Ellen, was recently raided by the feds for alleged misconduct, misconduct.
I know. It just floors me, and it really does a disservice for massage therapists that are really doing wonderful work, therapeutic work with clients that need our help.
Should dudes just not become massage therapists?
Oh, I would never say that.
Well, I will.
I wouldn't say that either, Scott.
Because,
no.
Well, hang on, guys. Hang on. Let me at least get a breath in here. No woman wants to get a massage from a dude.
Not true.
That's not true.
And most dudes don't want to get a massage from a dude.
That's probably 50-50. That's 50-50. People that, men that are used to getting massage, I mean, it truly isn't a sexual experience.
It's not.
The last thing on my mind when I'm working on someone is, oh my God, this guy's so good looking. I mean, I'm not thinking that at all. I'm thinking about
it's because you haven't given me a massage. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That was a joke.
You know, I'm thinking of what can I do to help alleviate the dysfunction in his tissue, his muscle tissue. That is where my mind is. It is so far from anything other than that. People ask me that question all the time, and I said, really? I mean, seriously, you think I'm thinking about that? No.
Ellen, nobody is suggesting it. By the way, it was just a joke. It was an easy softball.
I know.
But I think some people do think of it as, I don't want to say sexual, but sensual, if that makes any sense.
Intimate.
It's intimate, but not in a sexual way. And I disagree. Some of the best massages I've had have been from male therapists. I'm not saying men shouldn't be massage therapists. I'm saying we should not allow, because of the world that we live in, a man alone, especially in a state with no licensure, to massage young female athletes. That is a no-brainer for every collegiate educator listening out there. Just knock it off. It's the easiest, most common sense thing to do is to say, then, we are going to hire a female for our young college athletes.
Well, look at what happens, Dana, when we go to see our doctors. If you happen to have a male doctor, a nurse is coming in there.
That is correct.
Doctor, you know, so it is for everyone's safety. In the state of Missouri, no child under the age of 16 can be in a massage with a massage therapist without the parent being present. These are licensed guidelines that are set up to protect the public. What in the world? Why can't Kansas get this done? I don't know. And gosh darn it, Lauren.
Ellen.
Yep. Get with
Dad
the program.
Gummit, man. I mean, come on.
Ellen, I am with you. And I looked it up. I said a handful of states. No. Kansas is one of only two states that does not license massage therapists. That is insane. What, do they have some lobby?
Well, let me ask you this. So if you have a daughter and your pediatrician is a man, does a nurse have to be in the room?
Yes.
Okay. If I have a son who is 12 and his pediatrician is a woman, should a nurse be in the room?
Well, at age 12, a parent's probably going to be in the room.
Okay, 15.
Now
we're talking about sexual behavior, stuff like that. Should a nurse be in the room if the pediatrician is a female and my son is 15 or 16?
I don't know how to answer that. Everybody's got to figure that out for themselves. I will say this, because around age 15.
The way we're behaving here is that every male doctor is a pedophile.
That's not what I'm saying.
And every female doctor is not.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying in athletics specifically, which is heavily male dominated in the higher ranks, it is a no-brainer that you do not allow a male therapist alone with college athletes, women. Young women. If you're a 15-year-old boy, around that age is when I switched my kids to gender-specific providers so that they were more comfortable asking questions, the boy to a man and the girl to a woman.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. Don't forget Festivus Friday coming your way at 5 o'clock. It's brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Post. The Washington Post today agreed to settle a monster $250 million lawsuit filed by Covington Catholic High School student Nick Sandman over its botched coverage of his 2019 encounter with a Native American elder. You guys all remember this. They were in New York, Washington, D.C. They were on the mall. There were protests and counter-protests, and this young man, Nick Sandman, is standing face-to-face with this Native American elder. He's wearing a MAGA hat. A lot of his classmates were as well. I believe they were from Indiana, if I'm not mistaken. And he was roundly criticized and ridiculed for the smirk that appeared on his face. Sandman declared the victory in a tweet on what was his 18th birthday. It is unclear how much the newspaper settled for, but he wrote, on 2/19/19, I filed a $250 million defamation lawsuit against the Washington Post. Today I turned 18, and WAPO, Washington Post, settled my lawsuit. It is the team's second win in a whopping $800 million defamation battle against a number of news outlets, including the Washington Post, CNN, he's also settled with them, ABC, CBS, The Guardian, The Hill, and NBC. Sandman and a group of his Covington classmates were vilified on social media after they were filmed wearing Make America Great Again hats.
That's right, they closed the high school. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. After an anti-abortion rally while being yelled at by demonstrators. Sandman, who was then 16, was singled out after footage of his confrontation with Native American activist Nathan Phillips was picked up by CNN and other outlets who claimed the incident was racially motivated.
The incident was described by the New York Times as an explosive convergence of race, religion, and ideological beliefs. A Vox editorial called it the nation's biggest story.
Oh, I don't know about that.
The Independent argued that the incident was proof that prejudiced sentiments about Catholicism in the U.S. runs deep. I definitely remember his face standing face to face with the older man, mm-hmm. and I remember that smirk.
Mm-hmm.
It says, as the 15 and 16-year-old students began to arrive, Black Hebrew Israelites began to taunt them directly and shouted racially combative insults and slurs at the kids. As more Covington students arrived, and in response to the taunts, the students performed school spirit sports chants. And one of the Native Americans who was there for that march said he felt like the students were mocking the dance.
Well, looks like this kid doesn't have to work for the rest of his life.
I was going to say, that is one rich 18-year-old.
He wrote two down, four to go.
Six to go.
Or six to go.
He also tweeted that he's going after Twitter as well.
For what?
I'm assuming pumping the news. I don't know, though. He said, don't think that you're not left out or something, and then added Jack Dorsey, who's the CEO of Twitter.
Here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to say anything about that kid. Because apparently he likes suing people. So good for him. Way to go, kid. I ain't saying crap.
Earlier footage that was released did not include the presence of the group of five Black Hebrew Israelites on the plaza that apparently were taunting the kids and other passersby.
Mm-hmm. That's true. There was Black Hebrew Israelites there. Yeah.
Sorry, his tweet said, don't hold your breath, Jack.
Okay. Well, that's good.
So.
Suddenly very agreeable.
Anything more you want to say about that?
Nope. I like my job. I'm not saying anything about this kid. Because apparently he likes to sue. So here's what I'm going to do with this story. I'm going to take it. I'm going to rip it up. And after we get back at four, we're going to move on.
Place it in the trash receptacle.
I'm curious, did they sue the school? And here's why. I'm just throwing this out.
I'm not done ripping. This is in shreds.
Their school, you remember, apologized, condemned the students' behavior, and said after reviewing the situation, they would take appropriate action up to and including expulsion. However, in a following letter, they said the students should not have allowed themselves to be bullied and pressured into making a statement prematurely. Oh, the school should not have been allowed to be bullied and pressured into making a statement prematurely. Okay.
That ripping sound is really satisfying.
This is the sound of not getting sued.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it sounds like when you don't get sued.
I like that. Just rip that sucker up.
And Scott's take.
Okay. So we're done with that story.
Yep.
Good for you, kid. Way to go, champ. Way to go, Tiger. What a good boy. We'll be moving on to another story that will not find us in court. I'm no CNN. I ain't talking about that kid. He apparently is a really good lawyer. And I don't. News is next here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.